Hello.
Hello, my name is Mary, and I'm with Opinion Research, an independent market research firm. We are doing a survey on issues facing your area today, and I would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. First of all, I just would like to confirm if I have reached you on your cell phone.
On my cell phone.
Okay, and in this case, are you in a safe place to talk?
I'm driving, okay.
Okay. Are you registered to vote at your home address in New Mexico?
Yes.
In which county are you registered to vote?
Do I need to register again?
Sorry?
Do I need to register to vote again?
No. In which county are you registered to vote?
Bernalillo.
Thank you very much. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or political party, political blog, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, I just want to make sure we have a representative sample. In what year were you born?
1979.
Thank you. And what is the last grade you completed in high school?
The last what?
What is the last grade you completed in school? Some grade school, some high school, graduated from high school, technical or vocational school, some college, graduated from college, or a postgraduate degree?
I got graduated from college, but not in this country.
Okay, it's okay. And just for statistical purposes, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yes, Hispanic.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Thank you. And thinking about the upcoming November elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices, how likely would you say you are to vote in the November election? Are you not at all likely to vote, not very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, or very likely to vote?
I'm not sure.
Okay. And thinking about the upcoming November elections for United States Congress, if the election for United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as Vice President?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now, changing topics for a moment, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics here in New Mexico and nationally. For each one, please tell me first whether if you have heard of them. If so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person, and if the name that if I name someone you don't know or you don't know much about, please let me know and we will go to the next one. So first name on the list is Donald Trump. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression about him?
Yeah, the second one.
Donald Trump. You have a favorable opinion or unfavorable opinion about him?
Favorable.
Strongly favorable or somewhat favorable?
I'm not sure that, as you know, I don't really involve in that, like, political stuff. So I never see TV, I never talk about it. So before that, I would like to speak with somebody like, can explain me how these things, how it's gonna go. Every candidate before vote.
Yeah, you know what? This is just to know your current opinion. Here, really, I mean, pretty much whatever you know up to this point, it is enough for you to answer this survey. It's pretty much based on your current opinion. So that's why that I would like to know currently, what is your opinion about Donald Trump? It is favorable or unfavorable?
You know, I can answer at this time because what I hear, you know, I'm Latino. I'm Hispanic, so Hispanic people don't like him. And I just hear what they say, but I never hear what the American people said about Donald Trump. So now if I answer what I hear, it's going to be negative answers. But I don't want to answer that because I'm not sure. So I really don't know him.
Okay, don't worry. We will put it as a no opinion for now. What about Kamala Harris? Do you have an opinion about her?
No, I don't really know. I don't know anything about her.
What about Gabe Vasquez?
What I said before, I never hear a radio, I never see TV, I never see news, so I'm not related with the TV or news, newspaper, so I can answer that.
Okay, and what about Joe Biden?
He's okay.
So would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion about him?
Favorable.
Strongly favorable or somewhat favorable?
Favorable. So.
Yeah, would you say strongly favorable or somewhat favorable?
Not the first one.
Okay, strongly. All right, and the last name on this list is Yvette Herrero. Do you have a favorable opinion about her or unfavorable?
I really don't know her. Too.
Okay. Okay. All right, it's okay. Which of the following issues areas would you say is the most important issue in deciding your vote for United States Congress? If you have to pick one or two as the most important issues, would it be the economy and jobs, crime and drugs, taxes, abortion, education, inflation and cost of living like groceries and gas, healthcare, Social Security and Medicare, the environment and climate change, national security and foreign affairs, illegal immigration and border security, protecting democracy, or government spending and the debt? What will be the two most important for you?
Economic and immigration.
Okay, economy and jobs. And for immigration, let me see, legal immigration and border security, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you. And thinking again about the upcoming November elections, how interested are you in the elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Please rate your interest from 1 to 10, with 1 meaning that you have no interest in the election, and 10 meaning that you're extremely interested. Of course, you can choose any number between 1 and 10.
8.
All right. Now, thinking some more about this year's November elections. As you may have heard, President Joe Biden recently dropped out of the presidential race, and he is endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris to take his place. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? If the candidates were Donald Trump, Republican candidate, Kamala Harris, Democrat, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent, Chase Oliver, Liberation, and Jill Stein, Green Party.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Between Yvette Herrera, the Republican candidate, or Gabe Vasquez, the Democrat candidate?
Or Democratic.
And would you say probably Vasquez or definitely Vasquez?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. All right. So, next, I'd like to read you some statements about one of the candidates running for U.S. Congress, Gabe Vasquez. These are type of statements you might hear in the course of a political campaign. After I read each one, please tell me if that statement makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Gabe Vasquez, or if it makes no difference to your vote. First statement, Gabe Vasquez voted against the Parents' Bill of Rights legislation that gives parents more access and control over their children's public education and allows them to know what their children are being taught in school. This will make you more likely or less likely to vote for him.
If he's going to do that, I'm more likely for him.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more.
Okay, thank you. Even with the surge of fentanyl flowing across the border and New Mexico having the 8th highest overdose death rate in the country, Gabe Vasquez voted against the border security plan to crack down on drug traffickers and that are using the southern border to sneak drugs into our country and local communities. This will make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more.
Thank you. Gabe Vasquez called for defunding the police, saying, quote, it's not just about defunding the police, it's about defunding a system that privileges white people over everybody else. This will make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more more likely?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. While crisis at the border has allowed millions of illegal immigrants to enter the country, Gabe Vasquez supports policies that will make it worse. Not only does Vasquez support abolishing ICE, Vasquez has voted against giving resources to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection to crack down on human trafficking and drug smuggling, and voted against funding 22,000 Border Patrol agents to help secure the border. This will make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
I don't know.
Okay. It's okay. Earlier this year, an arrest warrant was issued for Gabe Vasquez after he failed to appear in court. This will make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
I don't know.
All right. Gabe Vasquez said investing in oil and gas is irresponsible, even though the oil and gas industry contributes roughly $1.4 billion annually to New Mexico public schools. This will make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
More likely.
Thank you. Gabe Vasquez supports the Biden-Harris administration's war on New Mexico energy and supported a liberal... Why?